Hey friend, I'm Tanisha Sela, and you're listening to the Life of an Empath podcast. I'm an empath, Akashic Records reader, and intuitive guide. I'm exactly what you would expect a modern day mystic to be. I meditate, I'm a crystal lover, sporadic yogi, and I believe in love and universal goodness. I help high-level creatives, empaths, and teams achieve emotional clarity and allow them to utilize intuition as business strategy. On this podcast, I share stories about my personal spiritual journey, the lessons that I'm learning through my clients, and life as a wife and mom of two toddlers. Welcome to my life. Let's get started. On today's episode, Issa joins me again, and we are going to be discussing spirituality in business. Welcome back, Issa.
Thank you. Greeting and blessing to everyone. I'm so glad to join you guys again in this wonderful platform.
Well, thanks for coming back. I wanted to talk to you about spirituality in business because I think you have a unique perspective, being that you grew up in spirituality, so it was in your household and also just a very prominent part of your culture. So it's very important that we have someone that kind of has some authority in it. And also, I want to talk a little bit about my intuitive roadmap service, which I offer my clients. So we'll start there. I want to tell everyone why I created my intuitive roadmap service and how it came to be. And you kind of know how I really wanted to do more with business and not just personal pursuits for a long time. So it took me a while to get to this, but you can read all about the details of the intuitive roadmap at my website at lifeofanempath.com under the services tab. But essentially, it's utilizing intuitive guidance as a part of your business strategy, which is not a new concept because I know for you, Issa, everything that you do, you consider spirituality before you even really decide if it's for you or not, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'll be more than glad to tell you about that because from where I grew up, spirituality is everything, everywhere. It's around you, it's with you, it's within you. So for that, anything you do, you have to consider that part first and check, because you don't want to misguide yourself. You don't want to get yourself into the wrong position, because it doesn't matter what you have or what you know. If you're not putting on the right place, the right time, you're gonna miss the turn. So that's why we always check first before you make any decision. It doesn't matter what kind of decision it is. You have to put it on the right place in order to get it in the right way.
Right. So when you say check, though, you mean get spiritual guidance.
Exactly. That's what I mean by checking, because checking doesn't mean you check yourself, because if everybody was content with their own self, so nobody needs nobody. Nobody will help nobody. But the reason why we're here for each other, we're helping each other, is because everybody knows something that you don't know. And for that, you need that something from that someone, and that someone may need something from you. It's like an exchange of help. So what I don't have and you have it, you give it to me for what I have and you don't have it. So we exchange that and everybody happy, everybody move forward.
Exchange is really interesting because, and we might be just going off script and that's okay, but exchange is really interesting because people struggle with exchange for spirituality in American culture. Specifically, I noticed when we were in West Africa, it's not that way at all. There will be people, drones of people lined up looking for one spiritual guide, and they are ready to do whatever they need to do in terms of paying for the service, whether that is a trade, whether that is, you know, whatever. Yeah, whatever they have, they're ready to get what they need for the help. But it's such a problem here with the exchange.
That's right. That's right. Because it's not complicated to understand that you just have to look at the difference. It's kind of hard, though, to see the difference if you never experience a difference, because if you grow in a place like United States and never been out of United States, it's hard to understand what's out there. But if you step out for like 15 miles away and see the difference around the world and come back, you will see a huge difference and you'll understand more. That's why every time I urge people to get out, even if it's 15 miles away, and come back in, that will help you to see things in a different perspective, in a different angles. Because here is a lot of stress. Like I said last time, there's a lot of stress that people are dealing with here. And for that, people lock themselves in a fear. And that fear always holding people back. For that reason, if you want to do something, even that you know this is the right thing to do, and you know this is what's going to help you, but the fear keeps you behind and it makes you hesitant all the time. For that reason, people don't really want to invest a lot in what is even better for them, what if it's best for them. Just like the time I was telling you, quit your job. And at that moment, you knew that quitting your job would be a good thing because you wanted something that is your own. So knowing that having something that is your own is the best thing. You knew that. But to quit your job, there was a fear that holding you because you was thinking about, okay, if you quit your job, you're not gonna have money, you're not gonna have this, you're gonna have to deal with the bills, you're gonna have to deal with the rent. So it's like a lot of stress on people that always hold them behind is because of fear.
Right. I do think fear holds people hostage completely when it comes to a lot of different things. It's not just like investing in themselves, but just making certain decisions. But what I'm speaking to specifically is that people almost feel as if spiritual guidance should be free, like there should be nothing exchanged for that. And I noticed that even there, when people have when you think about limited resources in the grand scheme of things, some of the people that I experienced there, you know, some of them were very wealthy, very wealthy, but some of them had very limited resources and would be looking for guidance and still more than willing to do what needed to be done to get with the help that they needed. And here, when you think about the average person that has, you know, a full-time position, a very nice place to live, and they still want to seek this spiritual guidance for pennies or for nothing at all, like, what do you say to that? Like, how does that even come into play?
That's right. Because a lot of people, well, I would say almost everybody, people are always looking for what they don't have. Meanings, you're always looking for luxury. If you don't have a vehicle, you're looking to have a vehicle. If you don't have the nice vehicle, you're looking to have the nice vehicle. If you don't have the Lamborghini, you're looking to have the Lamborghini, because based on what you have, you're looking for something else. If you live in an apartment, you're looking to have a house. If you live in a house, a decent house, you're looking to have a big house or a mansion or, you know, whatever your dream is. All of that is good. Nothing wrong with that. But here's the thing. You're always saving money to get what you need. So you're investing your money into the luxury that you need, but you're not investing the money into yourself in order to allow yourself to get faster and precisely to where you want to go. For that reason, the money that you try to invest, you're saving it for years and years and years and years and years, because you don't know that if you invest that into your own self, you will get yourself a speedway, an express lane that will help you to clarify everything and show you the right way, show you the truth, so that you can go easily and to get to the point where you're going to go. Because when someone says, hey, I can help you to help yourself to get to a better place, it sounds too good and it sounds true, but you don't believe that, because you believe that the paycheck you're receiving, you have to always save $100 here or $50 here, and that little bit, you're thinking for many years, you already plan your life that way. You're thinking for many years that little bit, when it becomes big, whatever, you get that big amount and go invest it in something that you've been dreaming at. But now you kill yourself already.
So you're saying that it's more or less about like having a scarcity type of mindset, but also there is belief issues too with the actual spirituality or with the actual spiritual guide, because we've had this conversation before, but I feel like you are, feel like you're holding back a little bit. So it's like, what is it? Is it that we as Americans do not fully believe in spirituality, so that that makes it worthless or less worthy of our money? Or is it that we just have lots of issues just related to the way that we live, and probably a combination of both?
That's correct. It's because when it comes to spirituality, there's a lot in it. That's why last time we have a chance to talk about it, but it's not something that you can wrap in 10 minutes or in an hour and that's it. It's like a lifetime talking. But however, we always have to talk a bit by bit to allow people to understand what is truly spirituality and how spirituality can help you in any aspect in your life. So if there's a lot of issues, which is from belief and fear, if those are, if that lack of people, it's a problem for people to believe that someone can help them to get out of that, because when you're too stressed, it's hard to think or believe.
But how does American spirituality contribute to that, that limited belief? Or I know, or what are your beliefs about the spirituality here versus in Africa?
Okay. My belief in the spirituality here, because I can make the difference, I can see the difference comparing to where I'm from and what I see here. What I see here is, I think people not believing it, that makes it worthless, because when you don't believe in something, you don't really invest time in it. Either you don't really put yourself in it. But when you believe in something, you will understand easily, and you will get yourself into it. You put yourself into it. You invest yourself into it. Because here, spirituality is kind of like put only in one place. And that one place doesn't really help a lot, because before people turn to spirituality, is when they're in problem already. That's when they now believe that, okay, I have to go to spiritual. Either you broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, oh, now you need the spiritual person to tell you if you're going to have another boyfriend or girlfriend. Or you get fired on your work, you have to now go to the spiritual person because you're too stressed out and you're scared of not having a job. So you have to go to the spiritual person and try to see if you're going to have another job. You know, so they limited spirituality on that, but spirituality is way more than that.
Right. I do believe that. I do believe that. I think that is why the intuitive roadmap is so important to me, because what I've seen is that people come to you with problems in terms of their relationships, their romantic relationships specifically, and they have 25 different questions. Like, for every question that you have, for every question that they have, and you offer an answer, there's two more questions that come out of that. But when it comes to their business, they want to ask simply if they will be wealthy or not, if this is a good business idea or not, but it's not very detailed. And what I think is that your business entity, or what I've come to know, is that your business entity, it has its own energy. Like, you, just like you have a name and you have energy associated with your name, your business has a name and it has energy associated with that. And it's separate from yours. And there are a number of things that you'd want to consider spiritually to ask about that, right? You want to ask about timing. You want to ask about the energies that you would work with. You want to ask about potential contracts. You want to ask about roadblocks, purpose. Your business has its own purpose separate from yours. That's why, you know, we see all the time how some businesses never get off the ground. That's maybe right. It was never meant to be to begin with, or how we see some businesses that come and go very quickly. And that was its time span, just like we have a time span. So there are infinite types of questions that you can ask about your business. But when I think about what you said about how people fear how people fear spirituality. I think that in many ways, when you think about spirituality in America, we've made it worthless because there are so many people that are maybe not what you would consider authentic, or maybe they don't have the depth that you find so frequently when you're in Africa. At least that's what I noticed. There was so much depth there. It's not just about reading cards. It's not like they don't read divination tools, because some people, you know, throw rune stones, or some people throw cowrie, or whatever they use. It could be water, any type of divination tool. They still have that, but the depth is just amazing. And so it's like undeniable. But I think here we encounter so many people that give us very limited information. And then so when you encounter something that's a little bit deeper, or that's a little bit different than you ever encountered before, is that the thing that causes you to pause?
Well, you know, also here, a lot of people call spirituality spirituality, but what is really spirituality, and what a lot of people are doing here, it might be a little bit different. For that reason, a lot of people always get disappointed, because the expectation they have, and when they get to the person that they're expecting what they're looking for, and they don't find that, so they get disappointed, and that doesn't give them more courage to dig more about it. Because like you said, like you mentioned it, a lot of people will throw the cards and then tell you from the cards. That basically anybody can do it, because the cards already have meanings on it. And then when you throw those cards, you can just repeat the meaning. So anybody can do it, for even their own selves. But the real spirituality is, like you, for example, it doesn't matter if you know the person or know the person, see the person or never see the person, or hear the person, never hear the person. But you sit down, you connect with this person and see this person from the past, present to the future. That is a spiritual person. And that is the person that people need to look out for. Because those are the people who can tell you what is going to happen in about this amount of time, give you a precise time, and then tune your energy into that frequency, because everything is with energy, like you say, your business, your name, your own self, your soul, your spirit, and anything else is all connected with the energy. But every energy has to be in the right place in order to manifest what exactly they need to be doing. So for that, if you don't have the right person to guide you to that right energy, to help your energy to move it to the right place, it's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard, because people think, well, spirituality, I go to this lady, or this guy, he throw the cards and says, yes, I'm going to find my love this year. That is not precise, you know, because if you don't find it, then you're going to be disappointed. And that happens to a lot of people. So for that reason, they think, oh, these spiritual guys, they're just liars. But yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
The real spiritual person is the one who will tell you what has passed in the time that you was not there, in the time that you didn't witness, or you heard about it, and this person come and tell you about that specific thing. You're going to be like, wow, how in the world he knows that? That's spirituality. That's knowledge. That's a gift from the Creator, who shared this gift among people. So he will tell you where you're standing at that moment where you're talking to him, and will tell you now what's coming tomorrow. But the key there is to believe. If you don't believe, you're going to mess up everything.
It's really interesting. You brought up two points that I want to speak to, because it's starting to come out. I feel like you're giving us the good stuff now. So it's very interesting that you talk about different aspects of the spiritual guide. And I think we need to get more clarity, especially from someone that grew up in West African spirituality, because it was just recently that I had a reading with a young woman that has a lot of different things going on, very curious about business, very curious about love life, romantic partnership, and all of that. And how I usually start off in the reading is basically with whatever spirit gives me. Like, that's all I have to go on. If I've never met you, I have to rely on what I get based on reading your name or based on whatever information that's been provided, which is usually nothing, because it's ultimately you book the appointment and then we agree on a time and I call you at that time. So one thing that she noted in the first, 10 or 12 minutes was, hey, I already know all of this stuff. What I am more curious about is this specific thing. Or I had someone else say, well, I'm surprised that you don't have more information on this particular area of my life, but all of the other things that you said are accurate. Do you find that interesting at all? Because I thought those were two very distinct things that happened in the last few days.
Well, that happened to people because of the people's perspective, how they see you, or how they what they expect from you. Because, for example, if someone refers someone to you, they probably talk, and that person will tell this person that Tanisha helped me on this. That blows my mind because I was wondering how in the world that I was going to figure it out, or how in the world she knows that. So, and the person will have a very specific issue that she wants to know about and come into you for the first time and ask you a bunch of questions, but then you will give that person answers that some of them she may know, but the first question she should ask is, how do you know that? And she didn't tell you. But then it doesn't mean that you have to provide all the answers at the same time, the same day, because sometimes the spirits that give you the answers, they don't bring everything at the same time. So for that, you are just a messenger. You only gives the message that they gave you. So for that, you may give halfway for the first day, or a portion of the questions, but then now there is a link that connects you to that connection will keep you working even if she's not there, because sometimes you may feel her energy because you guys already connected. She may be in some mess, or she may be in, in some situation that you're going to feel and you're going to know exactly what's going on there. So that's going to be information that's going to be collected for your next session with this person to provide those messages to the person.
I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I don't think people understand that aspect of the spiritual connection itself. It's like, once you read so deeply for someone and you're connected, because true spirituality always provides a link to another person, whereas some modalities, and I'm not saying that other modalities don't provide you with answers, but there's a very distinct spiritual connection that I have with people. And I find it so interesting how people quickly, and that's why I'm asking you about like the price and the exchange, because people are so dismissive of how much of an investment it is for me, because even if they never come back to me again, it doesn't mean that I don't still feel something that comes up for them. But when we are not connected through that working relationship, then I have no right. I have no way to then reach out and say, hey, be careful about this thing, or you might want to look out for this. Like that energy is already deeply connected. And even when I have people that I am connected to between sessions, just because they have a session on a Tuesday doesn't mean on the Saturday that information doesn't come up and it's overwhelming information that needs to be shared. I think often some people view me very one-sided or very limited in that way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
Can you speak to that?
That's right. That's right. That's like what I was saying. Sometimes people be, because a lot of people are impatient, and that sometimes is not really helping you working with them if they're not patient, because spirituality doesn't go with, with pressure. So if you want to put a lot of pressure on a person who is helping you, sometimes you may miss the point, because that's the reason why there's a lot of fake spiritual person out there, because those are doing business spirituality, and that's not really spirituality. Those people just need your money to eat your money and walk away. But you who connected with them, it's a process. It takes time, but everything will come out on the right time. So for that, if the person that you're working with is not patient with you, it's gonna be hard on you, because you have to force yourself way too much, and sometimes you may even miss some of the information, because you also don't own the spiritual guide who's guiding you too, because you also have an information from someone else. That someone else, that's the unseen one that give you all this information that you're able to give the person you're helping out. So if you want to force that spiritual world, it's not going to work too. So that's why some people are fake, because they give you information that is not accurate, because they don't get nothing from there, so they have to create something. And that creation may comfort the person that they're trying to help, or so-called helping, but they will never see a result from that. They will never get any result from that. It's just a sweet talk. It's just a calming message, but it's not resulting there. But here with you, you have to give the exact message. Sometimes the person may not even like that message, but that's the right message. Sometimes the person may expect something different, but this is what comes out, and this is for them. This is for them. It's just like, if you remember during the holiday in December, you was going out, and right before you go out, I say, be careful, in a different way that I used to tell you, be careful. You know, I was very precise to that word, and you looked at me and said, why? I said, just be careful and go, but just be careful. Then when you went out, I'm glad you listened to me, because you almost get into an accident if you wasn't careful. When you come back, you come back, you was like, oh my God, you know, you start explaining that. So how did I see that ahead of you? You're not even there yet, and I saw that place already, and I tell you, be careful on that area. So when you get there, thank God, you know, you were saved because you listened. So for that, when you're helping someone, they have to listen also carefully, because what they really want immediately, right moment, that may not be the right time for that message, that information to come out. So they have to take whatever information come out, and then next time get the rest of it, or the, you know, what's following. Mm-hmm. It's very important.
So the way that you've seen me practice spirituality in terms of the way that I help other people, how do you think that compares to how you have seen it when you've grown up? Or what do you see in me that connects to what you've experienced?
I really, and I'm saying this deeply, honestly, I really, really, really think that you are very amazing, because the gift that you have sometimes is, I'm even impressed, because I never expect that, especially here in America. I've seen a lot of spiritual person. I've met a lot of spiritual person here. But every time I talk to one, twice, that's it. I don't want to talk to them no more, because I'm seeing how they're faking people. And a lot of them already focus on one aspect, on only one thing. Some of them may be just reading your palms, and anybody can do that. That's something that you have to learn, and that's it. You can do it, because palms have lines, and every line, if you read every line, if you learn every line, well, you already know now what's palm reading. Nothing really, I don't see nothing spiritual on that. But they fool people and make them believe that that's spirituality. I don't call that spirituality, because I grew up in a spirituality. I grew up in a place where someone will look at you and tell you, your name for the first time. You see this person, you never know this, you never met this person. It will call you specifically your full government name and tell you you are son or daughter of tell person. You are son of daughter of tell person. Your father is, you know, and they will tell you your grandpa or your grandma or your great grandpa or your great great grandpa was that and was doing that. You'll be like, whoa. And they will tell you in the next few years or the next year or the next few months, you will get yourself into this mess or into this good. Or you will get this in your lifetime. But there is either obstacle in the between or there is a roadblock in the between. You just need a little help. You'll be like, how in the world this person know that? Well, you will understand because you grow in it. You know this is spirituality. You know this person have a gift. This person have a knowledge. That's not something you read in the books. You have to have that as a gift from God, or someone who's gifted from God put that in you. Mm-hmm. But it's not like here, you buy a bunch of tarot cards and read the manual, how to use it, and what every card means, and then you line them down and start picking up. That's like taking a chance. Anybody can do it. I can line up all the cards, taking a chance, and look, oh, this card says I'm going to die in the next few days. Oh, my God, I'm dying. You know? Oh, this card says, ooh, I get money. Ooh, money is coming. There's no guarantee on that. It's just a card says it. That same card can tell to anybody the same message. That's not accurate. Mm-hmm. But how you guiding people, it's just like how I was having it back home. You tell people things that you don't look in a card or you don't read in a book or you don't read in a poem. That's a gift from God. And people will see that precisely. That's the spirituality. That's what makes you amazing. That's why you're helping people in a very amazing way. Because everybody you have ever worked with, they always come back with the result that what you said was accurate. What you said was true. What you said was amazing. This is a gift. That's what makes you amazing and unique. Honestly, I haven't met a lot of people like you. To be honest, in America here, I haven't met anybody like you yet. In my lifetime here, I've been here for a while.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting because I feel like there have been so many amazing guys that you've had in your life, some of them that you've introduced me to that have gifts that still blow me away every single time. But everybody is different and everybody can get a little bit of something from someone. And that's why I feel like I try to put a cap on how long I will help someone. Usually I only help people for a year, give them time to clear up some of their major roadblocks and to really be more comfortable in who they are as an energy, as a being, you know? But what do you think about spiritual guidance in me using my gift with businesses and organizations? What's your take on that? How do you think that could be helpful?
That's when it's even more helpful because a lot of people think when they learn a lot from school and then having a business idea and want to start a business idea, they're good to study. They're good to go ahead and do it because they have this brain idea, which is good, which is great. Everybody should, because from school, you don't learn money. You just learn how to work in money. But when you make your own business, now you're dealing with real money because from there, you don't get paycheck. You give paycheck. I know it's silly to say that, but that's the truth. But now that business have its own energy, just like you have your own energy. And if these two energies don't match up together, if they don't line up together, that's what makes a lot of people fail. Even though the idea was brilliant, the business was perfect, but why it didn't get off the ground? People never ask that question. They don't really ask the question. They may be thinking, well, I fail because I don't do a good marketing. I fail because I don't have enough resource. I fail because that always, they put themselves in a lot of stress, and that at the end they get frustrated and they get discouraged and they somehow give up. But some people will start with a little bit, just a small, tiny thing, that they line up to the right energy, and that small tiny thing become huge. For example, the whole entire world using Facebook. But if you look at the story of Facebook, how it started, that's a good example right there. Facebook started with a small group in a school where they was just making it for themselves, to just inform themselves. But that Facebook lined up the perfect energy with the energy of Mark Zuckerberg. Now look at Facebook. The whole entire world is using Facebook. He was not sitting down saying, "Oh, I need to borrow a lot of money from the bank to invest in a business." No, it was just the right energy. It was just the right energy. And now he doesn't need money from the bank. The banks need money from him because he's working with them. This is the importance of having the right energy. Sometimes it may happen by the blessing of God to you, and you don't have to do nothing. But most of the time, with a little bit of help, you will get it right and put the energy in the right place, and then you will go. So working with businesses and people that intend to do business, they definitely need someone to guide them, to put them into the right energy in order to smooth the way out.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like there's definitely, you know, when you get into like corporations and you have like a 9-to-5 job, the overall energy, if you really think about every place that you always work, the overall energy is somehow always negative. And it seems like it's just the collection of the different personalities with their different purposes never quite meld. And even if the business is successful, the people are unhappy. Or if the people are happy, then maybe the business isn't very successful. So I think about that all the time. And I also think about how many or the types of people that I'm already working with. It's funny because I feel like businesses and organizations make it overwhelmingly complicated to try and do business with them as a business entity. However, it is their professionals at their companies that are already seeking spiritual guidance. And not just for me, I have many colleagues that do different forms of spiritual guidance, and they all are serving people that work places too. So I just, isn't it interesting that they make it so complicated to come in and try to change the overall energy or the overall emotional climate, the culture of their organizations anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Because if you, just like you said, you know, in a corporation, in the businesses, it's a lot of people. You have to remember that every person come with his own energy. And all those energies in one place together, you definitely need help. You definitely need help because everyone comes with their own person. Their own person means your physique, your spirit, your mind, and your energy. So all these four combining to one, for each one in one place. So if that doesn't smooth together, doesn't blend together, it's gonna be hard. Either one gonna be a success and the other will fail, which means the people will fail and the business will be successful, or the people will be successful and the business will fail, which means this will happy, this be unhappy, no matter what. But if everything blend together, then everybody will be happy. The business will be happy. The people in the business will be happy. So it doesn't matter, a huge corporation or a small one, it doesn't matter. But if all this blends together, all this goes together and, you know, smooth things, then everybody will be happy. So for that, in order to make that happen easily and smooth, you have to have someone who helps you to show you the right place, the right time, and the right energy.
How do you feel like guidance or having guidance or a spiritual guide has influenced you specifically in business, when in your art, and when you were traveling so much?
Yes, for your work? I do travel a lot around the world for my work, and each one specifically I never take it without consulting my helpers, my spiritual guides. Especially I have one person who helps me a lot that I think I'll introduce you to. He never tell me anything that I haven't seen with my own eyes. And every time I was ready to do something, it's either he will tell me ahead of time or I will ask him. That's how we, it's like a doctor. If you have your doctor, and this doctor been following you for a while, the doctor will understand you exactly, and it's easy for that doctor to handle you for whatever comes to you because he already know pretty much everything about you. And this doctor will easily help you when something happened to you. Your guide also is like that. When you have a spiritual person, a spiritual guide who's helping you, the connection between you guys is going to get to a point where you don't even need to tell him anymore. It's going to be at a point where he will tell you things that is already ahead of you. So you don't even need to ask anymore because the connection is between you guys and he's already seeing ahead of you. He's already ahead of you. He's always guiding you ahead. So all you have to do is just follow the instruction. All you have to do is follow him and keep going. So your way be smooth and easily.
Mm-hmm. So if you had to give someone some advice that was looking for help but was scared to get help or was worried about the money or anything they felt like that was holding them back, even though their desire is to get the help, then what advice would you give them on how to show up in spiritual guidance? Like, what do they need to do to really get the full benefit of it?
There's three elements that everybody needs to consider about getting help from a spiritual guide. One is to believe. That's the key number one, is to believe, because this person is giving you what you don't know, what you don't have. If you don't believe it, you won't get it. So you have to believe to begin with. Secondly, you have to trust to get out of fear, because as long as you into the zone where you're too comfortable, you will never get to the next step. You have to get out of that comfort zone that you are in order to get to the next level. So you always have to fight with your fear, because even if you believe, but you're scared, you're still not going to go. You're still not going to go. And the third one, the third key, which is very important, is the patient. You have to be patient with your helper. You can't force them. It doesn't matter how much you want it. It doesn't matter how fast you want it, but you have to be patient because everything comes on the right time. Look at the week, the days of the week. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can't put any day ahead of another day. If today is Saturday, you cannot bring Sunday if Saturday is not over yet, because Sunday time is not here yet. So this time is Saturday time. That's the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be patient with that.
That's interesting, because I think with where I am now on my journey, I feel what I wish more people understood is that true spirituality and all its power is not in knowing what is ahead of you specifically, but understanding and identifying the roadblocks, because there will always be a future as long as we live, but learning how to navigate your future is what's key. Like in educating ourselves, we have to learn to accept our flaws and to find peace in our trauma and find connection in our highest self. And all of this is far more powerful than any prediction one could make. What would you say to that?
That's so true. That's so true. That's where the belief comes up, because if you don't believe that what's there, you can't see it. If you don't believe the one who's seen it, it's not going to happen.
What a powerful way to end. Like Issa says, if you don't believe, it's not going to happen. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. My hope is that you always consider me a resource for spiritual wisdom and all things soul level. Allow me to offer you some action steps that you can take right now to either start or deepen your own spiritual connection. Connect me to a friend or coworker or relative of yours that needs to hear this episode now. Send it over to them, even if you've already told them all about how intuitive guidance can help and they haven't made their move yet. You can follow me at @lifeofanempath_ on Instagram, and then send me a DM so that we can schedule some phone time for you ASAP so you can start a deeper journey for yourself. Or reach out to me and let me know you want to start the process of supporting the journey of another that wouldn't have access otherwise. You can schedule your initial consult by going to my website at lifeofanempath.com. Email me at Tanisha@lifeofanempath.com and let me know that you'd love for me to share insights like you've heard on the podcast at your organization, or you would like to explore the possibilities of scheduling ongoing group facilitated emotional clarity or declutter the mind sessions for your team as we move forward toward alignment as a global community. I can't wait to connect with you.